clear away money blocks fast. Three easy steps attract money, abundance, and wealth.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And that's what this channel is all about, your dreams, your goals. If you ever have a suggestion for a podcast, we'd love to receive it. Today, we're talking about clearing away money blocks in three easy steps. First, I'd like to express my belief that you deserve the money you desire. In other words, if you desire to have $10 million, I believe you deserve it. If you desire to just be comfortable and be able to pay your bills and take your vacations and do the things you want to do, I believe you deserve it. If you believe and you desire to remove all your debt, be debt-free, I believe you deserve it. I honestly believe that. And that's one of our projects here at Law of Attraction Solutions, is to help people receive the money that they truly desire. Perhaps you're in business. You deserve to have a successful business. Or your career. You know, we work with a lot of actors. We work with a lot of writers, musicians, young doctors, people of that nature who are just getting their career to skyrocket. And we get excited when their career skyrockets. You deserve to have a successful financial career. But you know, it's the fear of the lack of money that cripples most people. They fear not being able to make their house payment, pay their rent, pay their car payment. They fear money drying up all of a sudden or a recession. And if you doubt me on that, look at the stock market. The stock market is based on two primary energies, greed and fear. And it's not necessarily bad greed, it's just greed for profit. But when people are selling off, oftentimes it's based on fear. Fear that they're going to lose money. So they want to grab their money and hold on to it as tight as they possibly can. And that fear goes back to prehistoric times when we lived in caves. You know, it might have been raining out for 3 days. We're sitting in a dark cave. Maybe we have a fire. Maybe we don't, but we fear not eating, not having resources. And at a deeper level, I believe this fear is a fear of loss of control, that your life is spinning out of control. You're sitting in the cave, you don't have a fur, it's cold outside, you don't have a fire, you don't have food. Fur, fire, food. Oh, the three F's. There we go. And that takes people and turns them into something that is destructive, not only to society, but it's destructive to themselves. Because when you seek to attract abundance, live an abundant life out of fear, it simply doesn't work. Fear and abundance are counter energies. In other words, think about it this way. Even if you have money, even if you have a stack, and you're still in fear of somebody taking it from you, you're not living an abundant lifestyle. That's no way to live. So the truth of the matter is, eradicating as much of this unnecessary fear will help you achieve an abundant, prosperous, wealthy lifestyle. Successful people understand there is risk. Risk is different than fear. Don't confuse risk with fear. Calculated risks are fine. But if you are living in a state of paralyzation, of fear, that's not going to be a tool that's going to help you attract the kind of money you deeply desire. Abundance, true abundance, is a plethora of resources, and at the same time, you are soaring above your fears and your doubts. Okay, here is the first step. If your mind is filled with fears and doubts, it only makes sense to fill yourself with new beliefs. Beliefs that money is easy to make. Beliefs that money comes to you easily and often from a variety of sources. Beliefs that the right people are coming into your life to help you partner to make the kind of money you desire. So I recommend affirmations, which are I am statements. I am wealthy, abundant, and prosperous. That's a beautiful I am affirmation. And then incantations. I invoke the power of my subconscious mind to make me more aware of opportunities for making money. So I like using affirmations and incantations. Another thing that I think is important is to attach a small picture to your affirmations. In other words, think about this. You're doing an affirmation, but right now, all you have is words and sound. In and of itself, it's good vibration. But when you attach a picture to it, maybe you are in a hot air balloon, just literally throwing piles of money over the city because you have an infinite supply. Oh, I love that picture. Perhaps you have a picture of yourself signing the biggest deal of your life. Perhaps you have a picture of going out to your mailbox and opening that mailbox and seeing it crammed, filled with letters, and each letter has a check in it for you. So, you know, pictures are very good. Of course, having a picture of a check made out to you for $1 million is a great picture as well. Every time you do an affirmation, you must attach a picture to it. I am abundant. Money is easy to make. Money comes to me easily and often. I love the vibration of money. Those are just a few affirmations you may choose to use. By the way, we have coming out next year a new book called 777 Power Affirmations. You're going to want to get that book when it comes out. I'll remind you of it when it shows up. Number two, rewrite your past. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rewrite your past. Take a time in your life, and it can be your distant past. It can be your near past. Look for a time in your life when things were pretty tough. And go back and relive that in your mind 7 times. 7 times. I want you to relive that experience, but you're changing it. Instead of being dead-ass broke, you are filled with resources, with money, with opportunities. I'm thinking of a business I had once that didn't do so well, and it struggled for many years. I oftentimes go back, and now I can kind of see how my thought process caused my defeat in that particular business, and also my selection of partners and things of that nature. So I go back and I relive it with a different partner, and I see money coming in, and I feel it. In other words, I'm literally replacing bad, unresourceful, negative memories with new, positive memories. Why not? Who says you can't do this? It's your brain. Why not have memories of money, memories of success, memories of opportunity? That's step number two. You won't hear that step from likely anyone else, but it really works, and it is a secret that many successful millionaires have used, but they don't share it for some reason. Maybe it sounds a little wacky, but it works. Change your memories. That's simple. Number three, knowledge. Come on now. This is the key. Knowledge. You know, when Solomon prayed to God, he didn't pray for money. He didn't pray for gold. He prayed for wisdom. So I want you to combine knowledge with wisdom. Okay, we could have made those two steps, but we're making them one, knowledge and wisdom. Number one, you need specialized knowledge. Specialized knowledge in the area that you are seeking to make the kind of money you deserve and desire. You need specialized knowledge. You need to learn from as many people as you can. You need to see who has made money and find out what they did. The more knowledge you have, the more successful you will be, the more money you will make. But number two, you need to inspire yourself to be in the spirit. Oh, yeah, take a deep breath. Oh, yeah, you need to inspire yourself with powerful biographies of people who have overcome negative barriers, walls, mountains sometimes, and achieved incredible things and made a pile of money doing it. How about seven? I'm going to give you seven. Colonel Sanders, Nelson Mandela, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, P.T. Barnum, Carly Fiorina. There are seven people. Write them down, get their biographies, or read about them on the internet and learn about what they did. Learn how Colonel Sanders lived in the back of a car. Learn how Carly Fiorina started out as an office secretary and eventually became the president and CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Okay, learn these things. Learn how Oprah started out, what she had to go through. And by reading these things, you're going to cut down on the time it takes because you're going to learn from their successes and mistakes. You're going to emulate their successes. You're going to discard their mistakes and not do them. And you're going to fill your pockets full of cash. It's a wonderful feeling. There's nothing more exciting. Well, there are things more exciting. But this is a very exciting thing. When you go to the bank and you fill your pocket with brand new $100 bills, it's a wonderful feeling. You deserve the abundance you desire. We believe that. And thank you so much for listening, subscribing, and click that bell icon if you're on YouTube. And thank you, iTunes followers. We love you. Have a great day. Because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.